It's been nearly 8 weeks since Pennsylvania's new budget was approved, but it still doesn't have a revenue plan to pay for the spending. So the state has turned to borrowing money from the Treasury's short-term investment pool to pay its bills. The state is due to pay back a $750 million loan today. However, Deputy Treasurer Jack Stolzheimer told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin the state is expected to be back asking for another loan in about a week.
Would you explain the difference between the short-term investment pool and a rainy day fund that people might say, oh, they're just going dipping into their savings because of a shortage right now?
Under the law, if the state revenues exceed expenditures, what the state government is supposed to do is capture some of that money, that extra revenue, and put it in what's called a rainy day fund. On years when the revenues are declining and there's not sufficient revenues to pass a budget, the government can reach into those monies that have been saved and use those monies to balance the budget. Pennsylvania's rainy day fund is empty right now. It's barren. What Pennsylvania instead is doing and has done for the last several years is take out loans to finance the budget deficit, to essentially borrow money to pay for ongoing expenses.
The treasurer, Mr. Torsella, said that the amount represents an unprecedented borrowing need this early in the fiscal year. Is it the amount or the timing or both?
Both. The necessity to step in and financially prop up the general fund just 6 weeks into the financial year is both extraordinary and without precedent in Pennsylvania. We're having to borrow more and more money earlier and earlier into the budget year because of the structural deficit that the Pennsylvania state government is facing.
So how does this affect average taxpayers, average citizens?
Well, it affects everybody because all of us are affected by programs that the general fund supports. And because we can't pay our daily bills out of revenue, we're having to borrow those monies. And there's a cost to borrowing.
When you and I borrow money, we pay back with interest. What about when the state is borrowing from the Treasury, from the state? Is interest paid back?
Interest is paid back to the money that's borrowed from the short-term investment fund. So that's another cost of the borrowing.
But the state is still pulling in sales taxes and personal income taxes and other revenues. Why are they not enough to avert the need for big borrowing?
Well, one of the reasons why it's not enough, the revenue coming in isn't sufficient this early in the process, is because last year the budget ended up being more than $1 billion in deficit. So we start the year with less money in the bank account and a deficit that already has to be financed. We're predicting, based upon current trends and conditions, that almost two-thirds of this coming fiscal year, the Commonwealth's budget will be underwater. That means it will be in the red. So because we're starting each year with less money in the general fund, we're having to borrow earlier and earlier in the process until later on in the year tax receipts start to come in at a higher rate.
What would you be doing with this money if Treasury wasn't loaning it to pay the daily bills of operating state government?
The state treasurer invests funds. He is the custodian of more than $100 billion. So if we weren't lending money to the state government to cover its deficits, we would be investing those monies in other assets that would earn interests for the Commonwealth.
Has Treasury basically told the legislature at any point, don't come back to us after this date because there won't be money to loan?
Treasurer Torsella has been upfront and last week, in fact, came out and told the leaders of our Commonwealth government that our projections show that general fund is going to become negative again in September and will remain so for two-thirds of the fiscal year with a projected overall borrowing potentially as high as $3 billion. Those numbers are just too large to borrow in short-term borrowing from Treasury's funds. The Treasurer has warned repeatedly that something has to be done to address the problem before it gets even further into the fiscal year.
Mr. Stolzheimer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pennsylvania Deputy Treasurer Jack Stolzheimer speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.